Hello, Quebecwo.
Hey, Jasmine?
Yes.
Jasmine, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I hope you guys have been doing very, very good.
Yes, we have.
Good, good, good. Good, good. And then I also went over the account, and it looks like they had made some changes and adjustments in order to fine-tune the services. I was just calling to follow up with you because it's been about 10 days since we last spoke, just to see if you and Carlos had gone over anything and decided anything for the Google Guaranteed yet.
We just kind of decided that we wanted to hold off on it right now.
Okay.
And kind of keep what we have going. And it's a little slower right now because of the season. But once next year comes around, we will make a little bit of adjustments because, we might have to make a little bit of adjustments. But for right now, he did say that he's okay with not doing anything.
Okay.
But we did talk about later on changing it, just kind of like testing out what we already have now.
Right. And as a reminder, it does take that 4 to 8 weeks for the approval for that. So once you guys decide to do it, I mean, by the time you're ready to take on those new clients, it's going to be February. You know what I mean? Mid-January, February, even if you choose to do it now, which may be a better time for you. You know what I mean? At this point, it's just the application fee is really the hump to get over. And it looks like whatever adjustments that they made has been doing good because there's actually been new leads coming in just this week. So the dashboard shows so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I see. Now, I did have a question, though, regarding the reviews. Like, I know there's on Local Splash, once I log in, there's an option to where I can request a review. I just want to make sure, like, that's unlimited, right? Like, I can just keep requesting it as it comes in.
Yeah, girl. Absolutely. Okay. As many as you want.
I had a customer tell me they submitted it, which I don't think they did. I think they were telling me that. But I just wanted to know if there was, like, a certain limit or not because
there's no limit. But what I will tell you is this, is that if they don't have a Google email, it may not go through.
Oh, okay.
Which a lot of people aren't necessarily aware of. You know, you have to have that Google email for the Gmail reviews to go through to load onto Google, which makes sense, right? I mean, it's all Google.
That's great to know then for the future.
Yeah. If this just remind them that if they want to go on and leave you a 5-star review on Google, that it does need to be with a Google email. I know it's kind of a pain in the neck, but it is the way that Google has designed it. It's not necessarily something that we have, any say-so over, but we are actively working on a workaround so you guys can advertise and get those 5-star reviews, okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I appreciate the follow-up, and we'll be in touch in the future for sure.
Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely. Make sure when you do call back in, you ask for me, Amy Nelson, and I'll be able to take care of you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.